Committed is a production of iHeartRadio.
People see what's on TV. They don't see what goes on behind closed doors between Alex and I.
But it is hard under the magnifying glass all the time.
People critique everything.
And everybody is saying their comments, their stupid comments.
So mean. I will be completely transparent. I have cried endless times.
4 years ago, Lauren and Alex agreed to have their engagement, wedding, and the start of their marriage chronicled on the TLC reality series 90 Day Fiancé. Lauren's from here in the States. Alex is from Israel. And they used the K-1 visa process as a way for Alex to come to America so they could be together and get married. The show documented that. But it wasn't always easy. Marriage is never easy, but preparing to embark on one while living your life under a media microscope in a reality television petri dish, that's something else entirely.
Everybody thinks from what they saw for a minute on TV, they know exactly what's going on with us and everything about us.
And how we are, the kind of people we are. And it's not the case at all. I went through a very, very dark phase where I was very depressed because I started questioning myself. Did I do the right thing?
I'm Joe Piazza. This is Committed. Lauren and Alex's story started off with a trip to Israel that Lauren wasn't even supposed to be on.
Alex and I met on a trip called Birthright. Birthright is a free 10-day trip to Israel for Jewish people. And I was the counselor, if you will. And Alex was
I was the Jewish doctor over there. I was the medic.
Slash security. He had like rifles and he was a medic. So I was like, totally, this is going to happen. And it was not love at first sight, but I was definitely smitten.
Throughout the trip, they got close. And then Lauren extended her stay for another week so she could be with him.
After that trip, I remember calling my parents and being like, I can't explain it. If you've never trusted me on anything, trust me on this. Like, I'm crazy about this guy.
Eventually, she had to go back to the States. But the two of them stayed in touch, even though they knew long-distance relationships usually fizzle once the vacation is over.
And I was not letting that happen with Alex. I said, no way, I'm going to pursue this.
So they filed for a travel visa for Alex to come to the States, but it didn't get approved. Instead, he bought Lauren a ticket to come to Israel.
He sent me an email with a ticket to come visit him. And I remember thinking, oh my gosh, this man is crazy, but like, I'm crazy about him. And I called my parents and I was like, I'm going back to Israel. And they're like, no, you're not. And I was like, no, I am.
My friends made so much fun of me after the first ticket because I paid for it. And she only came for 5 days. And they were making fun of me a lot. You can imagine what they were saying.
And my coworkers, my family, my friends were like, you are out of your mind. This is just a waste of time. You're going to get your heart broken. It'll never work out. And here we are. Look at us now.
Yeah, most of the people were very skeptical of this whole thing. She came like 5 or 6 times in that year. Right? 5 times?
The jet lag.
5 times.
Yeah, just to make sure that like he really liked me and I really liked him.
Yeah, we had to make sure of that.
All that travel was exhausting, but afterwards they knew this was it. They wanted to be together and get engaged and get married. But making that happen logistically while living in two different countries wasn't easy.
I wanted to, you know, come here and we wanted to live together for a minute in New York. She couldn't keep coming to Israel every couple months. So we decided to apply for a K-1 visa. And we did while she was still in the States and I was in Israel. And then when we applied, she came to on her next trip. When she came to visit me, I, you know, formally proposed with the ring and all of that, and one knee, and you know.
Lauren was a fan of this TV show, 90 Day Fiancé.
There's so much to figure out in 90 days.
I am going to be Sasha's third wife, and this is his third child with another woman, but we're gonna last.
A lot of people may think I'm an old sleazy rich guy going after a beautiful young model from Brazil.
Andy and I only spent 8 hours together in the Dominican Republic. Right then and there, I asked her to marry me.
I think what's good about a prenup is you decide, like, the terms.
That sounds great. I'm not signing prenup.
If you haven't heard of it or seen it, it's a wildly popular reality television show on TLC. It's got this simple but incredibly intriguing premise. An American citizen wants to marry a foreign citizen. They apply for a K-1 visa, which is a temporary visa that you get during an engagement. Once the foreign citizen arrives in the States and the K-1 visa is activated, they have 90 days to get married. The show chronicles those 90 days. At the end of each episode, they look for people who want to be on future seasons of the show. They say something a little bit like this.
Are you in a long-distance relationship with someone from another country? Apply today to be on a future season of 90 Day Fiancé.
Lauren heard that and thought, that's us. She wrote to the show.
I wrote to them, and I remember before I did it, I was like, listen, there's this show in the States. It's, you know, it's kind of popular. I mean, this was years ago already.
It wasn't that popular then.
It wasn't then, but I, you know, had to use my words to get him involved. And I said, I'm going to write to them and, you know, let's see what happens. And he was like, yeah, okay, sure, you have nothing to lose. And then like a month later, I called him and I was like, hey, remember that show that I told you about? So they want to interview us on Skype and he's 7 hours ahead.
I was very tired and not excited about this show. And I didn't believe it's going to happen either. I thought it's just like...
Yeah,
I don't know. Whatever, like that.
So we did an interview, and then we had done, I think, one more round of interviews. And at that point, we were already physically engaged because I had gone and he had proposed. And then we had done the final interview, and I called him, and I was like, hey, so remember that show I told you about? So we're going to be on it, and I'm going to fly you to Canada so you can meet my family.
Let's take a quick break right here. Be right back. Getting on reality television happened a lot faster than you might think it did. Lauren and Alex were quickly cast on 90 Day Fiancé, and filming was scheduled to start when Alex landed in North America and met Lauren's family for the very first time. Picture that. Meeting your fiancé's family for the very first time while being filmed for a reality television show. Here's what it sounded like.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. I can't believe it.
It's really important for Alexi to meet my parents. This is his future family. The biggest fear I have is that they're going to judge us.
You just flew halfway around the world. Uh-huh. Are you crazy?
It was Alex's first time coming to this side of the world, and it's a 12-hour flight.
A little bit more, probably.
Plus, like, minus 7 hours. So he went back in time, and he got off a plane. He took a red eye. He landed at, like, 8 a.m. in the morning, and there were cameras in his face, and then he had to meet my parents. And I said, if this man can survive a day like this, that's it. I'm going to marry him.
Hard day.
Once Alex landed in the States, cameras followed them nearly everywhere.
People see what's on TV. You know, they don't see what goes on behind closed doors between Alex and I.
But it is hard under the magnifying glass all the time.
People critique everything.
And everybody saying their comments, their stupid comments.
But also you don't know how it's going to look until
it's out. You don't know how it's going to look. Obviously, you film for hours and hours and hours. Not everything makes the cut, you know, so.
Part of it does.
Part of it makes the cut, part don't. So, you look at yourself and it's, you know.
Yeah, it's hard.
Yeah.
Few things spawn internet commentary like reality television. Everyone is a Monday morning quarterback. Everyone has an opinion. And not everyone's opinion is very nice.
So mean. I will be completely transparent. I have cried endless times.
Everybody thinks from what they saw for a minute on TV, they know exactly what's going on with us and everything about us.
And how we are, the kind of people we are. And it's not the case at all. And sometimes, a lot of times, yeah, things get misconstrued or misinterpreted or misviewed. And it definitely affects us. Like 30 seconds can impact a person for, you know, 30 years. It's so crazy. Because it affects us as people, you know. Just because we're on TV doesn't mean we're not humans. Like, we have feelings and emotions. I have too many. And let me tell you, to this day, I still get people, like, years later, I still get people taking time out of their day to message me the meanest things you can ever imagine. And at this point, I've got such a thick skin that...
No, she don't.
That I know a lot of the times I just kind of let it roll over. But there are times where it's just like, how can somebody be so angry and have so much hate for somebody you don't even know? And it's all because of how they see it on TV. And it definitely affected me. I went through a very, very dark phase where... I was very depressed because I started questioning myself. Did I do the right thing?
Being on the show was not what Lauren and Alex had expected. During the process, they had to have their lives fully on display. At one point during the filming, Lauren revealed that she was suffering from Tourette syndrome.
So I was diagnosed with Tourette syndrome when I was very young, and I rarely talked about it. Like, even when I opened up about it on TV, I had family members messaging me saying, "What? What are you talking about?" Oh, it kind of makes sense now. But I think I hid it from Alex for like 6 months. Mm-hmm. Yeah, before telling you. While filming, I remember asking the cameraman, "Please let me know if you see me doing something with my face or like making a weird noise because I don't want it aired." And I had told them, "Okay, this is what I have." And they were like, "Well, do you want to go public with it?" And it took me, I think, 4.5 weeks to decide if I wanted to go through with it. I sat with Alex, I asked my parents, I got everybody's opinion because I did not know what was going to happen because it's not something that people publicly talk about, because when you have it, you're embarrassed by it. So Alex and my family were very supportive, and they said, "Listen, if you've helped one person, you've done the right thing, even if that one person is you." And I remember I was so nervous. I was like a walking Twitch. You've never seen anything like it. And I was sitting, you know, going for my interview, and my director said, "So Lauren, you know, what do you have again?" And I was like, "So-and-so, you know, I have Tourette syndrome." And I remember like saying, "Oh my God, that's it. I just said it." And they turned the cameras off and everybody kind of like got silent and I started to cry.
And that moment opened Lauren up to even more criticism.
People messaged me, "Oh, I didn't see you twitching on TV, so you don't have it."
The comments on a YouTube clip from that episode are awful. They're things that no one wants to read about themselves.
Okay, put the victim card away. It's only Tourette's.
I only watch the show because how hot she is.
I'm really hoping she isn't like this in real life because I'm getting anxiety just listening to her.
I never noticed before, but she seems to be ticking more.
She is such a drama queen.
I have, you know, a mild case, but for me, it's severe. There are people who have it worse. I have a lot of facial tics. I do stuff with my mouth, with my eyes. I clear my throat a lot. I sniff a lot. If somebody sneezes, I'll sniff. If somebody coughs, I clear my throat. It's just how it works. There's other things associated with it. I suffer from OCD. I have really bad anxiety. I suffer from depression, body dysmorphia. So these are all things that I've recently started talking about publicly because it's all kind of related. I will twitch and tick at night, and there are times where Alex is like, "What's bothering you? Let's talk about it." And sometimes I don't even know what's bothering me, and I just have to let it out. And if I feel like I'm being too aggressive with it, I'll go in the other room for an hour just to kind of calm down. But, you know, Alex is very understanding of it. I know it's not easy for him.
And through all of this, they had 90 days to get married. Actually, more like 60 days because Alex got to the States later than he expected and the visa clock started ticking early.
It was a little nerve-wracking because we didn't know what was going to happen after. Like, would we like each other after?
Yeah, we couldn't live together for a while. We lived with our parents, so we didn't really know. We knew that, you know, we love each other, but...
But living together is totally different. Living together is
something else, and, you know, it's love is not always...
We always love each other. We don't always like each other.
You didn't let me finish. I said love is not always enough, is it? Sometimes it's not enough, just that.
It's true. It's true.
And in the midst of that, they're planning their whirlwind wedding.
I basically told him, you're going to wear this. You need to be here at this time and just show up.
No, we shopped together. we chose this. Yeah, so I didn't know many people here. I didn't have much friends or whatever. Just her family and a couple people. And but it was good. So, yeah, that was the first wedding. We got through it.
And then we had our wedding in Israel. A wedding in Israel is not like an American wedding. It's like a full-on party. At one point, I thought I was in a nightclub, in a rave. It was so different. It's very... Here, our wedding was on the beach. It was very mellow, steel drums, very tropical. That's my kind of vibe. And in Israel, forget it. They have these dancing blow-up dolls and vodka shots on the floor and shofars and fireworks.
If you watched the wedding on the show, you saw it was a day filled with drama. I mean, it's normal wedding day stuff, but somehow it feels so much more fraught when you're watching it happen to someone else on a television screen. Things like no one was where they needed to be to take the pictures. They didn't have seating arrangements. No one talked to the rabbi.
I'm starting to twitch like crazy. Now that the wedding is happening, I feel like all of these details and conversations that Alex had that I wasn't a part of, we should have discussed beforehand, and now it's just complete chaos. It's so unorganized, and on top of it, I don't know who's here. Alex has no idea who's here.
I'm going upstairs to drink my sorrows away.
Things didn't work out the way she wanted, and no matter what happens, we smile and say nothing.
Smile and wave.
There you go.
And up until the very last minute, you're not sure they're going to make it. Spoiler alert, they did. Time for a quick break. Be right back. Despite all of the wedding drama, Lauren and Alex did end up saying their vows.
Blessed be all of you who come here today.
Lauren and Alexi.
It's been a journey across the world. But somehow, it was meant to be. Do you, Alexi, take Lauren to be your wife, to love, to honor, and to cherish?
I do.
And after the wedding, things were good. Really good. Lauren and Alex became this 90-day fiancé success story, which is a big deal because not every couple on the show stays together.
We're 4 years married. We'll be together 6 years. That alone blows my mind. Like, I can't believe we put up with each other for 6 years. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. No, we are homeowners. We just got a new car. We are actively trying for a family, and God help us when that happens. But, you know, we're just a normal couple. We both work full-time jobs. We commute. We come home. Alex cooks. I eat. It's the best. We do laundry together. We do dishes. Like, we do chores and errands, you know, trying to do renovations. But that's it. We're just living our lives.
And they're still living their lives in front of a camera. Now they're on TLC's 90 Day Fiancé Pillow Talk. It's a different show entirely, where instead of following the K-1 visa drama, the cameras film in Lauren and Alex's house. They actually film them commenting on the current season of 90 Day Fiancé. And interspersed throughout it, Lauren and Alex are updating the audience on what's happening in their lives. So the question now is, do the two of them want to keep living in the reality television fishbowl as they become parents?
Actually, I don't know if we've discussed that, but me personally, I feel like we've come so far as a couple under the magnifying glass that I would love to continue showing people, hey, I would like to continue sharing our journey with people because that is the next chapter is, you know, God willing, we'll have kids, but I don't know how I would want it to be on TV. That makes me nervous because, again, everybody...
I don't think she thinks ahead before she jumps in all the time. She says, yes, I want to, but you didn't think about what it's going to look like, how it is for the baby, how it is this.
Not just that, but everybody is a critic behind a screen.
Obviously, we're just talking about it for an hour.
I know. But it's true. I think it depends on how it would be out there.
And what about Alex's citizenship? What's going on now?
I actually was able to apply for my citizenship, and I had a interview scheduled for it. I got to pass the exam and answer questions and do all of that stuff, but it got canceled just in the day before. So
because?
I don't know why. She don't know why either. She wants to say because of something, but she doesn't know.
Because they didn't have the file.
They didn't have my physical file on hand, but I don't know, whatever. My green card got extended, and now I have a green card, so I'm a permanent resident at this point. But my citizenship is still pending, but hopefully we'll get it soon.
Hopefully by the end of the year. There really are people out there like Alex and myself who really do love each other. And we wanted to show people that if there's a will, there's a way, and you can make it work. And not everybody is in it for a green card. And so that's really what we wanted to show people. We strive to show people we're a normal married couple. We fight, we laugh, we cry, you know, we have hardships together, but we get through it together. And that's really why we like continuing being in the public eye, to show people that it can work. It's not for everybody. Marriage isn't for everybody, but
it's not easy.
It's not easy. It's not. But if we can, if we can get through, you know, the show, you know, being in different cultures, different countries, long distance, we've overcome a lot of things that most couples won't necessarily understand. And going through anything with immigration alone is very stressful. It's just a waiting game. And when you hear no, 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 and you just wait, you get fed up and you take things out on the ones you love the most. But we've really communicated and we didn't give up. So that's really why we do this show and continue to share our story with people to show them that if you're going through it, it's okay. Don't give up.
It's so easy to judge someone else's marriage, especially a marriage that we're watching unfold on television like a soap opera. But Lauren and Alex have no regrets about putting it all out there for everyone to see. In fact, they're really proud of it.
In all honesty, and I'm not just saying this, I think that we're very proud of everything we've overcome. We've worked very, very hard to be together. And we continue to work hard every day to maintain a strong marriage.
Yes.
And we're very proud of our story because it's not a common thing. It's like a movie. And, you know, it's going to be a great story for our kids and grandkids one day.
Everything we did, like, we're fine with it. We don't want to, like,
hide
anything.
I mean, he's all right. I'll keep him.
This episode was hosted and reported by Joe Piazza. Special thanks to Lauren and Alex Brovenick. It was produced, edited, and mixed by Ramsey Yun. The executive producers are Joe Piazza and Tyler Klang. Theme song by Tristan McNeil. For comments, suggestions, or to be part of the show, give us a call at 404-996-1173. That's 404-996-1173. Or send us an email at joe@committedpodcast.com. That's joe@committedpodcast.com. You can grab a copy of Joe's book, How to Be Married, on Amazon or wherever books are sold. Committed is a production of iHeartRadio and produced in our studios located in Atlanta, Georgia. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.